Blog Talk Radio.
They call me Miss Motivator, and that's my stage name. I also perform not only motivational speaking, but I also perform stand-up comedy. And I'm looking at all of you guys here today, and I want to say to you, there are just one. You see, so many of us have a lot inside of us, but for some.
Welcome, everyone. You've just tuned in to the Mr. Motivated Show. I'm your host, Dwight Jeffrey, reminding you that success is yours. If you dare to dream and keep thinking big, you will discover your purpose in life. Today, folks, we have an exciting broadcast, and we want all of you to get your pens and papers and listen to this particular broadcast. And I'd like to say to everyone, as I always say, put down that piece of chicken and that potato salad, because it's time for you to get some motivation and some inspiration. Now, before we get started, I would like, for all of you who are interested in our blog, you can check out my blog, which is DwightJeffrey.blogspot.com. That's DwightJeffrey.blogspot.com. Hold on one moment, please. We were having a little bit of technical difficulty, but we are on location, and we are ready for an exciting broadcast, and we have with us our guest today. So today our subject will encounter wounded women and wounded hearts, and it gives me a great pleasure to introduce to you our guest, the wonderful, the beautiful, the one and only, Miss Constance. Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. My goodness, after that introduction, that's just wonderful. The Lord is with us today. I'm doing great. It's great to be here. And we're certainly talking about a subject that's near and dear to my heart.
Thank you. I just want to thank you for being here with us today. And for being here at the broadcast, and even though we experienced a little bit of a technical difficulty earlier, it seems that our staff members have everything under control. Before we get started, I'd like to just mention, it seems that there are a lot of people who've experienced some challenges in this particular area, and we want to cover as much as we can with people who become wounded and their hearts being broken and how they are able to cope with these particular situations. So go ahead, Constance, and tell everyone a little bit about yourself and tell them what your background is or what prompted you to led you in this area to look at these issues?
Look, like I can speak about MBA in marketing from an Ivy League school and many years of corporate exposure as well as experience in the educational arena, but more to the point, I am a woman of God. And we need to talk to women about standing on the Word of God, yes, and claiming who they are in Christ. So if I I were to say anything about me, all the degrees and the accolades would be, and what now? And the "and what now" is from the heart. And we're talking about broken-hearted women.
Yes.
Women who carry scars and stains with them from childhood, carrying them around as if they're bricks on their backs.
Yes.
And releasing that.
Wow. Did you grow up around women who that shared their struggles with you? Was there someone who inspired you, or maybe kind of motivated you, that, or someone that you knew close in your life that encountered some situations, and did you experience anyone like that around you growing up?
Right. I'm an African-American woman. Of course I did. In my own case, was perhaps a little bit more sensitive than many would have been. My mother left me with two babysitters when I was 3 months old for 3 weeks.
Yes.
And never returned. And the babysitters were two African-American women, two women who had never married, who were perhaps illiterate on some terms, one who could not read or write, Aunt Benny, and then there was her sister, Aunt Lou, who had some school but had worked in a home taking care of wealthy Caucasians for much of her life. Aunt Benny could not read or write. In fact, I taught her how to read and write once I went to kindergarten and learned, and that's a long cry from finishing with a master's degree in an Ivy League institution, and it's those types of things, those foundations that are built in us when we are young, that can allow us to, you know, stand on their shoulders and propel ourselves into the destinies that we were designed for. So to answer your question, whether or not there were women who helped, yes, there were two very strong black women. Even though Aunt Benny couldn't read or write, I believe she was perhaps the smartest woman I've ever known. She was the matriarch in her family, owned her own home, and owned two businesses.
Yes.
So that entrepreneurial spirit.
Yes.
So we can rise above with the Lord, and she was very much so a Christian.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that with us, Constance. I think during this week and just the past year, with a lot of things that have taken place, and looking at how the situations arise and how people encounter the situations, I was thinking about the young lady, Rebecca, Rebecca Ann Sedgwick, the young lady who committed suicide, and the reporters mentioned that she was being bullied, and she was being taunted by other students, and her parents remembered one of the phone call messages that her mother checked out. It had urged her daughter to kill herself, saying, "You haven't killed yourself yet. Go jump off a building." And I was just really saddened because this young lady was so pressured, and she felt so out of place, and her esteem was broken. Her esteem was completely lost, and it she ended up committing suicide. And I think this is an issue. I mean, it happens to young men as well, but do you think if the young lady would have had a good self-esteem, it would have been much more difficult for them to talk her into doing something like that? Or do you think if she's already a person already been wounded in some sort of way, and then when extra things come in, it just adds to the fuel? How did you feel about that situation?
If I recall, that was a situation where a young teen got involved with an older person on the Internet. mm-hmm. and showed her body to him, she made a mistake. And the mistake that her parents made
mm-hmm.
was not allowing her to stand in her own strength. See, bullies.
Yes.
Bullies are from the enemy.
Mm.
You cannot mm-hmm. overcome a bully, whether it's a bully in the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I discussed that in my book, whether it's a bully in the workplace or whether it's a bully in the schoolhouse.
Yes.
You have to stand on the word of God and know who you are in Christ. That is the enemy. So you cannot fight that in the natural.
Yes.
So has she had more self-esteem?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more than self-esteem. It's inner power and knowing who you are in Christ. And you just head the enemy on.
Yes.
The Lord said anything over our head is under his feet.
Yes.
So you own that.
Uh-huh.
And I recall feeling just so incredibly sad, that's putting it lightly, when I watched that movie and I thought to myself, what could she have done? In that case, it appeared that the parents attempted to run from the bully as in moving to other homes and going to other schools, and the bully follows. So you don't run from the bully. You turn to the bully, and
mm-hmm.
you stand on the word of God.
Yes.
And I think that she should have, instead of running,
mm-hmm.
that she should have admitted her faults,
yes.
admitted her weaknesses, and asked for forgiveness.
Wow.
And then you say, bully, get behind me.
Yes.
Yeah, it's that inner power, knowing who you are in Christ. It goes across the board. And any question that you could ever ask me,
yes.
that would still be my same response. Understanding who you are in Christ and tapping into your inner strength and facing the enemy on.
Mm-hmm.
Because what the enemy means for bad, God means for good.
Yes.
So you look to your Father in heaven and say, Father, this is over my head. I need you to handle this.
Yes.
You know, you said.
Mm-hmm.
You said that you'd never leave me nor forsake me,
yes.
and that they'd have to come through you before they could get to me.
Yes.
I'm holding on to that.
I hear you. Wow. Wow. You know, that you just hit everything. You hit some issues that a lot of us we forget about, and if we don't know who we are and know whose we are,
absolutely.
That's we get out of place. I was thinking about even this in a broader spectrum. Women are very supportive. You know, women do a lot to help our communities. You know, they really do a lot to help nurture our children. And my mother was a single parent mom, and I admire her for her struggles and how she did everything possible to make sure that we had a good life and a good education. And so women are our backbone. I've heard the expression many times, behind every successful man is a good woman. Do you believe that?
I believe that with all my heart. And I've heard that saying, and I always thought that meant there was a good wife or a good woman.
Yes.
But what I understand now, after having been or after having been a single mother,
mm-hmm.
that good woman behind that male could very much be the mother. The mother is with him from birth. So it's that strong mother who is behind him and planting those seeds of power so that he understands who he is.
Yes.
Again, who he is in Christ.
Right, who he is in Christ. Yes.
Who he is.
Yes.
You just can't.
Wow.
You can't get away from it.
Wow.
And you got to reach to that mother. Anytime you hear of athletes or anyone that is famous, any male that is famous,
mm-hmm.
who's the first person they say thank you? Thank you, mommy. Thank you, mama.
You're right.
I want to bless my mother.
Right.
They get 1-5 minutes of fame, and then the first thing they say is,
yeah.
I want to bless my mother. I want to thank her for being there. I wouldn't be who I am today if it weren't for my mother. I've heard so many, you know, athletes and professional businessmen, successful men from every realm,
yes.
going to mama.
You are absolutely right. I've,
I've seen guys over almost 7 feet tall,
right,
thanking their little mama, you know, and even the boxers. Yeah, you're right. Now, let me ask you this. I know sometimes when women are wounded and their heart is broken, it's sometimes I can't say I understand, but I believe that the pain that they deal with is can be unbearable. It can be overwhelming. For instance, the situation I thought about one of the entertainers. Actually, a couple of them. I thought about Dietrich Patton. Excuse me, Dietrich Hatton and his former wife. Demeter, and do you think? I know it was in the report that their marriage, or he had stated their marriage was over, and I think over a period of a year or so, you know, their marriage had just totally disintegrated. And when you're married to someone who's a successful in ministry or an entertainer, is it overwhelming and is it difficult to pick up the pieces when you've experienced that? And then the other situation, and you know, I've seen these gentlemen on a TV show, the LA Preachers, and I thought about Bishop Clarence McClendon and his former wife. I think her name was Tamara, I think it was announced to her that by her husband that God showed him to someone else that was supposed to be his wife. And I know that for her to get that, it was devastating, and it was a wound, and her heart was broken. Now, and I understand that she's helping other women now. She's doing ministry. But how do you feel about women when they've experienced a situation and their marriage is gone and their heart is broken and they've been wounded? Can you really pick up the pieces? Tell me what your feeling is on that.
I just wish I didn't have so much firsthand knowledge on all these phenomenal questions you're asking. How do you pick up the pieces?
Yeah, well, speak from, you know, from your experience. I mean, you've when you have your marriage has ended and you're wounded.
Yes.
How do you go on, or can you go on? Or do you think most women, usually the majority of a lot of women don't progress after they've gone through a devastation like this?
Again, unless you reach to your higher power and reach deep within yourself, in your inner strength, you can't make it. And I believe that the Lord really uses women who are broken.
Yes.
It's the broken woman,
yes,
who understands that she doesn't have a plan B, even a woman who's always had plan B, C, and D, as myself.
Yes.
Understand you don't have one unless you have him.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just go every day, and
yes,
you're doing it for him.
Yes.
You're doing it for your children.
Yes.
You have to find that reason,
yes,
to go on.
Right.
And many men, unfortunately, who become successful are targets for the enemy.
Yes.
And then, of course, we have women,
yes,
who don't respect other women.
Yes.
And women who don't respect themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And women who don't respect our Father in heaven. Because he said, no adultery. And it's not no adultery because you're a Jesus freak and wanting to follow no adultery. No adultery because you cannot have fullness in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You saw how the bishop didn't look well for many years,
mm-hmm,
after that encounter. So how do you go on? You're broken. You ask him to come in and save you.
Yes.
And there are many, many higher powers by many names, but you will continually hear me say, Jesus, because when I cried out, he was the only one who showed up.
Yes. I hear you. Now, that was another good point you brought about women that don't respect other women. Do you think that the women who don't respect other women, do you feel that it's a cycle? Do you think that these women have had something traumatic to happen to them, and someone took their man, or maybe they've become wounded, and it's a reason why they perpetuate that type of situation, or they continue to not respect other women?
I think that in many cases that might be the situation, but then you have other cases where women just can't see beyond what they want. Mm-hmm. You know, they may have lived in homes that, you know, did not wound them in that way, but they can't see, again, beyond what they want and what they want to climb. And if we have someone there who's weak and he can afford 6,000-7,000 square feet, and that's what the woman is looking for, and he allows her to disrespect his wife,
yeah,
then she'll do that. Again, that's the enemy. Out to kill and destroy.
You're right. I hear you. And I believe women are very precious, and they are a great asset to us. And where would us men be? We didn't have women around us to, you know, to keep us, help us stay guided and to stay focused. Now, one thing I admire about you, your son, he is such a bright, intelligent young man. I know that you've had your struggles, but is your son one of your main reasons of motivation? Is your son part of you being focused to be strong and to be motivated to climb that career ladder? What pushes you?
Well, my son pushes me. I was married for 10 years and divorced when he was 2 years old, and it was looking to him, looking at him and what the need would be.
Yes.
And the idea of unconditional love, first time I'd ever experienced unconditional love, I knew that I had to live and be strong for him. I think in many ways my son saved my life.
Wow. Yeah, I had the pleasure of meeting your son several months ago, and he's an awesome young man. And do you believe that if women can, instead of focusing on the problem and feeling sorry for themselves, do you think if they can look at what they have in their life that they've been blessed with, like, as you say, a son or a child, do you think if they can look at those things that are assets in their life, do you think that can help them turn their lives around? What do you, right now, there's a woman who may be in a situation and she's feeling like committing suicide or giving up. But she's wounded, her heart's broken, she doesn't really feel like living. What can you say to that woman right now?
First of all, there is no man, and there are many wonderful, wonderful men in this world. There is no man who is selfish, self-absorbed, and self-centered, worthy of that woman throwing her precious life away for him. We have to start from a point of gratitude. Every morning should be about gratitude.
Mm.
Is your glass half full or half empty? That sounds so cliche-ish, but that is the truth.
Mm.
You have to look at what you have. Look at that seed and bloom where you planted.
Yes.
And no, suicide should not be an option. First of all, you can never ask for forgiveness once you commit suicide. And you have to find that seed, of that little tiny seed in your life that is worthy.
Mm.
You have to have faith. You have to believe.
Yes.
You have to love yourself.
Yes.
Of course, in my situation, you say that my son is awesome, and yes, he is. I raised him to be the kind of man, officer and a gentleman, that I would want to be with, so that he would then be prepared to be with that, hopefully, prayerfully, woman of God that God has for him, and he's just becoming a little too awesome. He is just the most articulate.
Yeah.
Even more so. You know, I have to say this for him. He graduated from elementary school with the Presidential Award for Academic Excellence.
Wow, that is awesome.
But that's a God deal, and that can change at any moment. But his strong point is math, and that's because from the time he was 2 months old, he was being told how strong he is in math. See, it's the programming.
Mm-hmm.
And he would tell you, oh, yes, you know, once he was 5 or 6, math is my strength. Well, it's like, who told him that? You know, God told me to tell him, so therefore I delivered it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you have to find what's worthy.
Right.
And there's something. There's something in every part of us. Everyone has something. And if you don't, then ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you what's worthy in your life. What is worthy of living for, worthy of rising above the obstacles for. And he'll reveal it to you.
Wow. You're right. You gotta look for something that's worthy. And I like what you said. An attitude of gratitude. Wow. Would you say that having the right type of attitude is important? It plays a role in just about every aspect of your life.
Attitude is everything.
Ooh, I like
that.
It's
not the situation, it's your response to it.
Yeah. It's not the situation, it's your response to it.
Absolutely.
Wow. I need to tweet that. That's a good one.
That's in my book.
Okay.
Wait till the book comes
okay.
out.
Oh, well, yeah. Now, I know you got some things that's hot off the press, but I don't want you to give us too much detail, but tell us, give us a few tidbits. Is this your new book? Is it what areas do you think is gonna touch? And will this book, can it help women?
Well, the book is designed to help women.
Okay.
Because that's my burden. That is on my heart. I really believe that the Lord has anointed me to share my story so that other women may be empowered. And we talk about crippling spheres and being wounded and why. Why that happened, and then how do you overcome the obstacle? It's standing on the Word of God and understanding who you are in Christ.
Yes.
So that is what the book endeavors to share with women.
Wow. Well, I'm excited now. Now, can I ask you this before you leave today? Can you come back when your book is ready and do another broadcast with us so we can talk about your book and share it with others?
I would love to do that. It would be a blessing.
Okay, thank you. Okay, look, let me have my staff member. Hey, staff member, get that, put down that, write that down, Miss Constance, and put down her book, and make sure you remind me that we're going to do a show with her the minute that book is published. Okay? Now, what else do you have on your heart that you want to share with us that you think women can take notice of or what can help them?
Success is the best revenge. It says by Constance Carter, but it's by the Lord Jesus Christ. Success is the best revenge emotionally, physically, financially, and spiritually.
Yes.
It is revenge in Christ.
Yes.
Because the Lord said, he'll handle it for you. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. And he will empower you. Move on with what you have.
Yes.
He said that he'll handle it. He'll handle that burden. So lay it down. Let him take care of it and move on and be successful in your life.
Wow. I like that. Ladies, did you hear that? She said success is the best revenge. When women, the more they achieve their goals, do you think they feel better about themselves? Do you believe that every level that of success that they experience in their lives, do you think that empowers women?
Well, absolutely. Wisdom and understanding.
Okay.
Blesses you with a fresh new beginning.
Yes.
So that is empowerment.
Yes.
When you understand who you are in Christ, and you understand that there is a king and a queen within you.
Yes.
You can move forward. You stand on that and move forward.
Okay. Wow, I like that. And what else would you like to give to the women who are listening today to this broadcast who've been wounded or they feel that their heart is broken and no one can help them?
I don't want to sound, too repetitive, but, and we know that there is always a but.
Yes.
We have to look at those crippling spheres. You have to have the wisdom and understand where the pain started. What moment made you feel less and not more?
Mm.
What moment? What question? What actions? When, what, why, when, where? Only you have to answer that. So you have to go deep within yourself. You have to understand the source. What is the source of your pain? Understand that source and then bind it in the name of Jesus. And you have to continue to bind it. We have spears. I keep talking about spears. Spears of abandonment, spears of rejection, spears of being told that you were less than, not more. Understanding, what is that spirit? What is that spear that wounds you? And attack it. Attack it head on.
Wow. Find out what that wound is. What spear wounded you and attack it head on. I like that. Do you think the reason why some women struggle, do you think that it's because they try to push it out, or they want to be in denial about what happens, or they feel that that's the easier route to go, to try to just go run away from it and pretend that it never existed?
Of course, that's what we do to survive. We attempt to put a happy face
mm-hmm.
on what the issue is.
Yes.
A happy face on what we think it is. Many times, after you go through meditation and prayer and you ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you what the problem is, it's something entirely different than what you thought it was.
Yes.
So you have to be bold and courageous enough, understanding that you of yourself can do nothing, mm-hmm. but you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And that is perhaps a verse that many of us have heard since infancy. Maybe some of us have never heard it at all, but that is what matters. Now, Dwight, what we're talking about is not for the weak.
Uh-oh. Can you repeat that again?
What we're talking about is not for the weak. It's survival of the fittest.
Yes.
This is not child's play.
Uh-huh.
This is let the real women stand up.
Yes.
Woman to woman. Let the real woman stand up.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do not understand what it is that wounds you, you do not understand what your spear is,
yes.
then you have to ask the Holy Spirit to reveal it to you, but do not ask
mm-hmm.
unless you are willing to really hear and to understand what your attack is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because once it's revealed to you, and if you ask, he will reveal it to you.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Now, that's a promise. You'll have revelation if you ask for it, but make certain that you're ready to challenge it.
Mm-hmm.
But don't ask and then go off and sit in a corner and weep like a woman without a God.
I hear you. So in other words, if you ask what the problem is and the bully appears, be prepared to deal with that bully when he shows up again, huh?
Stand back and say, I'm going to send my daddy to kill you. Do not cower.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Do not cower in the corner with bowed head like a woman without a God.
Yeah.
You have a God who will handle it for you,
mm-hmm.
and you have to understand that. And I also have to remind myself of that. So it's not as if, you know, I have it just totally. But you have to have the power. He has given you the power, so you have to receive and take the power
mm-hmm.
to continue to bind the spear
mm.
that wounds. Because you may bind one spear and you think, oh, well, that's it, and you think the Lord has just saved you,
mm-hmm.
and then there's another spear. And then perhaps you might think, oh, well, I thought he saved me, but maybe he didn't. Oh, yes, he did. That's his cousin, the other spear that showed up. So you have the power to bind, and you have to continually bind,
mm-hmm.
day to day, moment to moment.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't give up. Don't give up and don't give in.
Yes. I like that. Don't give up and don't give in. Now, right now, there may be a woman who's dealing with a situation. Maybe she feels wounded as a result of infidelity in her marriage or her relationship. What would you say to a woman who is dealing with this and she's constantly being promised that everything is okay, but she finds herself caught up in the same thing happening again that she was assured that it wouldn't happen?
You have to forgive and then move on. Now, forgiveness does not mean
mm-hmm.
I forgive you, so therefore I must stay and be abused.
Oh.
You have to forgive
okay.
and seek guidance from the Lord. Every situation is different.
Yes.
But the Lord does not want his women
mm-hmm.
to be physically mm-hmm. or emotionally abused.
Yes.
So forgiveness is a decision that you make. It's not a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or many women will think, well, if I forgive him, then he'll feel that what he did was okay. No. Forgiveness is a decision that you make, and it's more for you than it is for that man. But then you have to decide whether or not I need to forgive you and be with you, or whether or not I need to forgive you from afar.
Wow, I really appreciate what you said, because it triggered something. I've heard women before say, this particular woman say, hey, I'm not abused. At least my friend Jody, her husband, he beats her with his fist. And my husband doesn't beat me with his fist, but he beats her emotionally by belittling her and putting her down. And so she thinks that she's in a good marriage because he hadn't used his knuckles on her. What do you think?
Dwight, you're just touching on all of it today, aren't you? I, at one point, volunteered to work with a group of young women, high school women.
Okay.
And I spent quite a deal of time telling them how they were too beautiful and too precious to be physically abused, because in high school you see the little boys are hitting the girls.
Yeah.
What I did not understand was that I was also being abused.
Wow.
I thought that because I was not physically abused with anyone, I would never, ever allow a man to hit me.
Right.
I am much worthier than that.
Yeah.
There's just no way. And I would teach them, you're special, and know who you are, and hold your head up high, and, you know, just simply don't allow that. What I did not understand is that I was being emotionally abused.
Wow.
And I said, I promised myself and God that if I was ever given that forum again, that I would have to share with them how narrow I had been in my definition of abuse. Because I thought, well, because, you know, I'm a strong woman and I fight back, you say something mean to me, well, I have a counter for you. This was before all the true brokenness, and the Lord stepped in to let me know that he would handle it for me. But yes, you can be emotionally abused, and emotional abuse many times can take more of a burden and sabotage your life and your life dreams, even more so than physical abuse. But no, absolutely, you do not allow a man to put his hands on you. You know, he doesn't appreciate the daughter of the king if he's doing that, so he does not deserve to be with her. You have to think more of yourself than that. But you also cannot allow emotional abuse, because emotional abuse also steals dreams.
Wow. Yeah. Man, you're right, because I was going to ask you earlier. I was getting ready to say, Constance, have you always been a fighter? Can you remember the time that you were a child or a little girl? Do you recall yourself standing up to bullies even at that time, or did as you grew older, did you encounter situations and realize that you just weren't going to allow people to just walk over you?
I've always been a fighter, always, because I've had to be a fighter. The Lord blessed me and covered me so I didn't have to encounter the physical abuse or the sexual abuse as a child, because many times when children are abandoned, you know, all sorts of things happen to them, and it hasn't been until recent times that I've understood how protected I was, because so much could have happened. But I've always been a fighter. I've always wanted to fight for lifestyle. Many times I dodged bullets that weren't there.
Wow.
So you have to be careful.
Yeah.
You have to be careful with that, too, walking out with an attitude.
Yeah.
I have an attitude, and I have a program, and, you know, you won't get in my way. And there are many who will. But that's when you're fighting in the natural. You said you have to move to the supernatural.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I've always been a fighter.
Wow. Now, let me ask you this. Now, I know, you know, you're a beautiful lady and everything, and I saw one of your pictures when you were younger, and you were very attractive then as well. But now, what about a woman who may not be attractive, or maybe she doesn't feel like she's attractive, and people beat her up with that? What do you say to a woman who believes that she's unattractive, and she allows those things to continue to beat up on her, or she continues to receive these kinds of negative things? What do you say to a woman like that?
Now, it is true that I am still young and gorgeous. And I've always been so gorgeous.
Now, you remind me of one of my fellow host members, Lois Bullock. She always, I tease her about being beautiful, but she says, oh, thank you, I know I'm gorgeous. So you remind me of her on that. But, your attitude is so, the way you feel it radiates from you. People just feel your presence when you walk in the room. But what about a woman who looks as attractive as you, and but yet she doesn't feel it, and for some reason she thinks she's gotta get a smaller nose, she's gotta get bigger lips, or she just can't stop thinking that everything about her needs to be changed.
You have to love yourself.
Oh, okay.
And I don't believe that I have met an unattractive woman.
Wow.
Who has inner beauty.
Yes.
She has inner beauty, and she knows who she is in Christ.
Yes.
Has high self-esteem and is confident.
Mm-hmm.
It's that inner beauty that radiates.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no such thing as an unattractive woman. And also, how often have you seen someone that you might perceive to be unattractive, and they're with this gorgeous man, and you wonder, well, how did she get him? And that's very narrow. But you know, we've all thought that, many years ago. Why not me?
Mm-hmm.
Her inner beauty.
Yeah, and some of those guys have said the same thing about some of the brothers.
How did he get?
Hey man, what did he do?
Because he's standing on his inner power.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Pretty face is just a pretty face.
Yes.
We have to go beyond and see that substance.
Yes.
And when you understand that you have it,
yes,
that's what radiates, and that's what outshines.
Awesome. Wow, I mean, you came ready for me today. I was thinking I'd have I was thinking I was going to have to hold your hand and walk through the broadcast, and man, you are just really giving us some good chunks to chew on out here. And so it goes right back to what we were saying earlier. When you have an attitude of gratitude, when you appreciate what you have, like I heard a guy one time, he said, you're out there complaining. He said he was complaining and angry about what he had or himself until he got to another place, and there was a man sitting there who had no legs.
My Lord.
And so you I guess that hit him and made him think, you know, I have something that I should have some gratitude in my attitude about. Now, tell me something. Give me some of your favorites. What lady of distinction attracts, catches your attention or inspires you in some way, and I don't care. We'll go with each, you know, if it's a sports figure or someone else or someone you know. Tell me what lady you know inspires you, and tell me why.
Well, it started with Diana Ross.
Yeah.
Diana Ross,
okay.
The boss. And there are many who
yeah.
certainly disagree, and I'm
yeah.
sure there are also many who would agree.
Yeah.
And Diana inspired me because she perhaps was not the first to introduce this. Many might challenge what I have to say on this.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of who I received it from first,
mm-hmm.
a woman of color. Now, I could say Jackie O. Nassens and Jackie O. and her style.
Yeah.
But we'll stay with Diana Ross because she was the supreme.
Yes. Wow, you all.
So play on words. Yeah. Diana overcame
mm-hmm.
Detroit.
Wow.
Moved beyond, and she won. And you never, ever hear about her, or I've never heard about her, having drugs or any issues. She's always conducted herself from a position of power.
Yes, that's true.
Whitney Houston inspires me perhaps on the other end of showing me how the sadness and not being able to truly overcome mm-hmm. will lead you to, because she was one of the finest talents of our lives. And I did
yes,
find her because she was from New Jersey. You know, I'm also from New Jersey.
That's right. I forgot you're a Jersey girl.
Okay. Yeah, but grew up in New Jersey, went to undergraduate and graduate school in New York.
Uh-huh.
So I identify with Whitney, and I understand that Whitney was exposed to so many Bobbies, quote-unquote, Bobbies
yes.
in her world.
Yes.
Newark, New Jersey,
yes.
lots of Bobbies there, and she
uh-huh.
could never let Bobby go.
Yes.
So that's the inspiration, the pain of seeing what happens if
yes.
you don't let go,
yes.
and then the power of seeing how you can be the boss and
yes.
rise above it.
Yes.
Have a child and have the child's daddy give you a block of...
yeah, yeah.
but more so because of the way she's conducted herself.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that she had many obstacles to overcome. But Diana would be always a thank you for your time and your money.
Yes.
And then I've seen her, the way she conducts herself doing interviews.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, of course, all that glamour and makeup.
Yes, yeah. She's just an eloquent, beautiful lady. And, in fact, by you saying it, and if you think of anybody else, you know, you feel free to share. But I was thinking...
Yeah, of course, there are many.
Maya Angelou, she's just...
from the time when I was...
Now since you're a writer, you know, and you know... Maya Angelou, she inspires me with her poetry and her writing abilities. I mean, I don't know anybody that comes close to her. But a young lady who that I like also is Mary J. Blige, and the way she inspires so many women through her music and what she's gone through in her personal life.
Overcomer.
Yeah, she's an overcomer, and so you know, I'm a big a fan of Mary J. Blige, you know, she inspires me. Candy State and Soswell, she's one of my favorites as well. And there, like you say, there are so many. But one thing I like about Miss Patti LaBelle, Patti is just I got a little bit of country in me, and Patti is so down to earth. And everybody that comes in her contact, she makes them feel like they're family. And only Miss Patti can do that, you know. So that's what I love about Patti LaBelle. She inspires me because not only just of her beautiful voice and her talent, she's just so down to earth.
Comfortable with herself.
She's comfortable. Thank you. She is a comfortable woman with herself. And I think that's what drew me to you the first time we met. It was something about you that I was just curious, because you were so comfortable with yourself and the way you carried yourself and then when we started talking and everything and your level of intelligence, it really caught my attention. And then when you and I shared our projects together that we've been working on, I just knew, hey, we got a lot in common. You know, this young lady is a motivator, and that's what I think brought us together. And even though I'm your motivational coach, you motivate me by your persistence and by your boldness, because you never give up. And there are a lot of people, especially women, who have greatness, but I think they just seem to give up along the way. And that's why I asked you to be a guest on this show, because I want women to hear this broadcast and to know that they have purpose, to know that their life has meaning. And every time I talk to you, you know, you're excited because there is something you're doing, and you get even more excited when you know when it helps someone else. And you never lose you've never lost conscience of the fact that that's your purpose. Now, do I know you have some projects you're getting ready to work on, and you may not be ready to talk about those right now, but could you give me a little bit, tidbit of some of the things that you plan to do for some of the young ladies, for some of the youth in the future?
Well, the youth, I really feel that the burden placed on my heart as in the passion for what makes me weak and what brings tears to my eyes has more to do with women, the mothers who then are able to transfer to the child.
Yes.
But there is something that I'm asking the Lord to bless me, to be able to be a blessing with, and I have to believe that he will do it in his own time and in his own season, is to allow me to have an establishment called COG, Children of God, which will be a haven for children.
Wow.
And my passion is education.
So it's that,
you know, that goes without saying that I need them to be all that they can be, and it would be designed around encouraging them to be just that in every aspect, you know, emotionally, physically, spiritually, financially, as a long-term goal. So, you know, education is what frees us.
Well, you know, you got my vote. You are not only a teacher of the year, educator of the year, but you're an educator of the world. And the fact that you do a lot to encourage people, especially women, that's one of the things that I'm fascinated with you about. And you're so humble. Now, I mean, there's a lot more about your background that you could have shared with us, but you didn't. Your focus was on trying to reach some young lady, some woman, or some teenager today. And I admire you for that so much. But, Miss Constance Carter, you, if there were more people like you in this world, it would certainly be a different place.
Thank you.
Now, is there anything else that you would like to mention that you didn't cover? I want to give you another minute to throw something else out there on us. Now, I know you mentioned about attitudes and all this. How does that play with having setting goals in your life and doing things that will move you further along in life? If you can give me something on that or your feelings on that would be great.
Well, I was sitting here thinking as you were issuing your challenge. And I recall very early on when I decided that not going to college would not be an option at all, that whatever I was seeking was also seeking me. And we hear now books, The Secret, and being able to pull in the law of attraction.
Yes.
But you have to believe that if you can conceive it, you can achieve it.
Wow.
You know, when we break that down, you know, the cliche, achieve. You know, conceive and you will achieve.
Yes.
But there's truth in that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can think it,
mm-hmm.
you can become it.
Wow.
You know, think yourself happy. Think yourself whatever that scenario is. Trust, have faith.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have faith and then move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Winston Churchill said it another way when
mm-hmm.
he said, you create your own universe
mm-hmm.
as you go along.
Yes.
Whatever you're seeking is also seeking you.
Wow. Now, that's a lot coming from you. Now, I know some people who've seen your beautiful home, and you have some nice transportation and the way you dress like one of the movie stars. But what about those people that look at you and say, hey, she probably grew up with a rich family and, you know, and everything. If I understand correctly, you didn't grow up with a lavish lifestyle, but you had a focus and you had a goal in your life, right?
Yes, I've always had a goal in my life. Many times I didn't understand why I had that goal. I can recall standing in a kitchen in Neptune, New Jersey, washing dishes, and thinking to myself, one day I'm going to live in New York City. Now, I have no idea where I got that thought from, but I knew that I saw many teen pregnancies around me and that that would never be me, that I would never allow that. Now, where did that come from? That has to be the Holy Spirit. And the other thing that I was not wise enough to understand is that you cannot allow other people to borrow your ego, as in you cannot allow other people to tell you and convince you that you are less and not more.
Mm-hmm.
And many times when you do share that of yourself, you have those haters who will attack and try to make you feel less and not more.
Yes.
So we've all been victim to that before we've learned how and who we were to be in Christ.
Wow. You know, it's great when a person, they know their identity and they know who they are in Christ. Do you think that when women come into the knowledge of knowing who they are and feeling good about themselves, that's when things are going to start happening for them?
That's when things are going to start happening for them. They have to believe that, because you're always going to have those bullies and those people who are so insecure within themselves who will try to tear you down or think taking from you and making you feel less makes them feel more.
Mm-hmm.
And we've all been subject to that. I truly wish that I'd had the wisdom that I have now when I was younger, because there were so many attacks. I can recall being in elementary school, fifth grade, sixth grade, and having a girl tell me, you think you're all of that, so muchy-muchy, and look at the way you walk with your shoulders back. And I did not have anyone to tell me, yes, you need the good posture, and it's really okay for you to walk with your shoulders back, because I wasn't attempting to walk with my nose in the air. I wasn't even aware of it, but that was what was going on in my body. But once she made me aware of it and told me that that was something that I should not have, I gave her my power, and I then started walking with my shoulders hunched down more. So you say that might be a silly thing, but you can translate that across the board.
Right.
You have to hold on to your inner power and not give a weaker man your power.
Wow.
If a woman or a man does not have the power to tell you no, or to tell you yes, excuse me, if they do not have the power to tell you yes, then never accept a no from them.
Yes.
And accept a no from someone who doesn't have the power to tell you yes.
Yes.
You can't approve this. You can't make this happen for me, but I will allow you to tell me that I can't come in and I can't do this. So you don't have that power. Yes, you have to be on guard. And that's the enemy out to kill and destroy.
Yes.
So you have to understand who you are. And if you don't understand who you are, a woman or man who doesn't understand who they are, what they are, or what they stand for will fall for anything.
That is correct. You are absolutely correct. We're going to have you come back and talk to us about that power, man. that inner power, because you were working on that. Me and the staff here, everybody's feeling it. Look at the cameraman smiling over there. But I tell you, you have really been a delight on our show here on the Mr. Motivated broadcast.
Thank you.
You know, and I love you, you know, and you're just an awesome lady. And I can't wait till you come back with the new projects and with book and everything. And look here, I want to thank all of you that have tuned into the broadcast today, and take notes. Remember what Miss Constance said and write it down, because ladies, you need everything that you can get to hold on to help you win this fight.
Amen.
And to conquer that bully in your life.
Amen.
Now, if you want to check us out, feel free to go to go to my Twitter, which is Dwight Jeffrey. Go to my blog, which is dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com, and you can follow me on Twitter. That is at C the Motivator. The letter C as in cow, M-R, M-O-T-I-V-A-T-O-R. I want to thank the wonderful, beautiful Miss Constance Carter for being on our show today. And, folks, listen to this, you ladies right now, wherever you may be, remember this, success is yours. If you dare to dream and keep thinking big, you will discover your purpose in life. This is Mr. Motivator. Have a great weekend, folks. I look forward to seeing you the same time, same place next week.